H.G. Wells published War of the Worlds in 1898, his story of a Martian invasion of Earth in which humans are exterminated like ants. Over the years, it's been adapted as a radio play by Orson Welles, a fake newscast that caused a national panic, and a 1953 movie. In the new film, director Steven Spielberg and actor Tom Cruise retell the story from a more personal angle. David Edelstein has a review.
As a thrillmeister, Steven Spielberg is all by himself. No one comes within shrieking distance. In his Aliens Attack epic, War of the Worlds, the catastrophic destruction doesn't just make you go, wow. It's infused with emotion. And Spielberg is right there in the head of his protagonist, a construction worker named Ray Ferrier, played by Tom Cruise. You see the horror from Ray's point of view, and it turns you inside out. The film has a ham-fisted script and some clunky turns, and an ending that, given the sustained level of anxiety, isn't cathartic enough. But in all the ways that matter, it's uncompromised. It's not your father's War of the Worlds, but it is a father's War of the Worlds. Cruise's Ray isn't some manly alien slayer, although he does have a terrific gotcha scene that's a sop to the audience. Ray runs away from the towering, tendrilled, three-legged alien death ray machines, not to save himself, but his young daughter, played by Dakota Fanning, who screams incessantly, and his teenage son, played by Justin Chatwin, who challenges his every move. As his ex-wife reminds him, he's never taken his responsibilities as a dad very seriously, but once the conflagration begins, he operates out of dad-like primal instincts. His reaction time is faster than his thinking. This War of the Worlds movie doesn't bear much resemblance to H.G. Wells' novel or to Orson Welles' 30s radio play that used it as a springboard and caused a national panic. Parts of the more faithful 1953 film were scarier. It's still shocking in that movie to see three humans approach the first alien ship, waving flags and hollering friendly greetings, only to be incinerated, leaving a white ash outline of their bodies on the ground. I'd like to think that Spielberg found this scene too heartbreaking to remake. It's a reversal of his Close Encounters of the Third Kind, in which the aliens are welcoming, beatific, harmoniously musical. In the new film, the giant alien walking machines emit a theater-shaking metallic honk before disintegrating people. It's the perfect sound of death. The opening of the film is masterly and low-key. When dark clouds approach and bolts of lightning hit the earth, Ray calls to his daughter, "Want to see something cool?" He thinks it's great until the eerie quiet that follows, with only barking dogs, fading wind chimes, and cars that have stopped dead. The sequence in which the first alien ship breaks through the asphalt, the gimmick here is that they come from below, is as blood-curdling as anything in movies. But for all the momentous effects, the scene in which a frantic Ray can't bring himself to tell his kids that he's just seen a city block topple and hundreds of people disintegrated is just as wrenching. It's all he can do to get them into the street.
We're leaving this house in 60 seconds.
What? Why? I have no idea what's going on. I think we're having a bit of a communication problem here.
Put it in here.
What's going on? Just tell me.
Do it.
Rachel?
Dad,
sweetheart?
Who's scaring me?
I need you to get your suitcase, the one that you brought, and bring it to me, okay? Can you just do that for me, darling? Okay?
What's happening?
I can't tell you now. We've only got about another minute.
Standing right beside you, can you please answer me?
Let's get the front seat, Robbie.
Whose car is this? Whose car is this?
The screenplay plants thematic signposts all over the place, but Spielberg's work could not be more subtle, or Cruise's performance more quick-witted. Ray is a poor communicator, but he's responsive in his prickly, paranoid way to everything around him. And Cruise seems to be plumbing his own anger to bring out all the character's inner tension. Later in the film, there's a sequence as great as anything that Spielberg or Cruise has ever done. It's in a basement, with Tim Robbins as Ogilvy, a man who has lost his family and gone around the bend. He wants to take the aliens on, but Ray knows that this means certain death, and more important, certain death for his daughter. As insectoid aliens appear, the hidden Ray and Ogilvy struggle silently over a shotgun. That's what you'll remember from War of the Worlds, that ferocious stillness and its morally devastating aftermath. The ending is a deus ex machina. The aliens are a devil ex machina. But it's the human struggle that makes this a masterpiece.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.